You know, one of the things that I always seem to come back to when I'm looking at the Word of God is just how faithful God is to His Word and how important the Word is to us and how important that it's not just the instruction of the Word, and the Word does give us instruction, but what makes me love the Word? Now, I'm putting together a devotional that I'm going to give to family and friends. So I've got 365 devotionals. I'm just kind of getting organized right now, but I still haven't thought of a title for it yet. And one of the things I thought of, and this is because this is the passion that I feel for the Word of God. Every time I read the Word of God, we get to know Jesus a little bit better. This Word is given to us for instruction, but of even more importance, this is the revelation of Jesus. This whole Word, from the very beginning of Genesis all the way through to the end of Revelation, this is Jesus revealing Himself. It's Jesus showing us who He is. It's showing us His nature, His character. This is how we see who He is. This is how we understand Him. This is how we get to know Him better. Now, we also get to know Him better by time with Him and time in prayer. But this is Jesus revealing Himself to us. And so we are excited about it. We accept that. We're excited about it. And this is why, for me, every time I read the Word, I do expect He's going to show me something different. Every time I open up the Bible, I expect He's going to show me something different. I'll say this. So I've been doing the prayer closet for probably 5 years, I'm going to guess. And when you first start doing something like that, you're aware that, okay, in your mind, you know, you've got enough stuff set aside that you can get through. You got enough topics that you can go to verses and, you know, you can kind of share on those things. But after a certain amount of time, all of those things, well, there's only so many, you know. And then you just have to, you can't pull out of the past. You've got to be looking for new things all the time. And truthfully now, for example, I spent last week and yesterday all looking at Psalm 23. And basically, in my mind, I had it broken down that I would look at Psalm 23 last Monday and Tuesday. But this is the truth. Every time I open the Word, I expect He's going to show me more things. And a lot of times, as I sit here and I share with you, I'm reading verses that I've prepared things I want to share with you. But as I'm reading it, Holy Spirit shows me something else. There's something I've not seen before. And I share those things. And this is what I expect. And this is what you should expect as well. And so when I'm thinking about a title for putting together that daily devotional, you know, one of the things that came to my mind is falling in love with the Word daily. Falling in love with the Word every day. Because this is what we should be doing. Every day we should be falling in love with the Word. Jesus is the Word. But as we read the Word, we should be falling in love with that Word every day. Just a new joy and a new excitement, a new zeal, because we have that Word of God. This is, it. You know, if you realize that, if you believe that, and you open up the Bible today, you just read it. Don't worry about, oh, pressure. I've got to get some insight. Ah, pressure on me. No, just read it. Just read it and enjoy the fact that you're reading it in Him. Put no pressures on yourself. Just relax. Be at peace. And you'll be amazed at the insights and the things that you get. And even if you've never had that experience before, I'm telling you, expect that experience. Be at peace. Relax. These are the experiences you'll have every time you open up the Word. So every time you open up the Word, it causes you to fall in love with the Word all over again. And this is what we see, and this is important. This is what we see that is instructed to us, even as far back as the book of Deuteronomy. These are Moses' words in Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to start reading in verse number 3. I really want to focus on 4, 5, and 6, but we'll start with verse number 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be... Well, let's just read the whole... Let's go back to the whole first one. Now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep His statutes and His commandments... This is talking about the Word. Which I command thee, thou... And thou son, and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and all the days that your days might be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye might increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. You shall whet them and sharpen them. This is verse number 7. You shall whet them and sharpen them so as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently upon the minds and the hearts of the children. And you shall talk with them where you sit in the house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand. And they shall be as frontlets or forehead bands between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So this is the word of God that shared with us from Moses. And even in Deuteronomy, he's letting us know the importance of saying the word, being in the word, seeing the word, reading the word, speaking the promises and speaking the word of God, speaking the instructions, speaking the word of God, because the word of God for us, we understand that Jesus is the Word. This is what John tells us. Jesus is the Word. And so when we're reading the Word, we're reading Jesus Christ. We're reading Him and knowing Him. And it brings instruction. It brings guidance. It brings confidence. It brings peace. It brings hope. It brings life. It stirs our very souls. And it brings us a deeper understanding of Him. It brings us revelation of who He is. And so there should be a zeal, an excitement, a passion every time we open up the Word of God. So let me read that again from the Amplified Bible. Now this is the instruction, the laws, and the precepts which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land in which you go to possess it. So this is Moses talking to the Hebrews as he's saying, listen, here's the precepts, and the Lord has told me to teach you these precepts so that you will know them and do them when you go to possess the land, the promised land that I have for you. How does that translate and relate to us today? Well, the promised land that Moses and the Hebrews had was the land that God provided for them. It was the land of Canaan. It was the land of the Canaanites, and God prepared it. So the Canaanites had already built houses. The Canaanites had already prepared the fields. The fields were already producing. There was already livestock there. There was honey. There was fresh vegetation. There was an abundance and a blessing. And God prepared it for His people. And so He told the Hebrews to go and to possess it. So they went and they possessed it. And Moses is saying, when you go, I'm teaching you these things, and God is instructing me to teach you these things so you can know the Word of God. You can know His precepts as you go, because it's going to be to your benefit and your strength as you go to possess the promises, the promised land. So that translates for you and I today, because we're not under the Old Testament. We have more than the promised land. We have the fullness of the promised land, which is represented in the person of Jesus. Where Moses and the Hebrews had the land, we have everything in this world, because that's only talking about physical, natural things. We have everything in the physical, natural realm, but we also have all the spiritual promises and all the promises that are in the spiritual realm, which as we stand and as we understand the Word, we speak the Word, we know the Word and we speak the Word. It's when we're speaking the Word and all those promises that we bring those promises from the spiritual realm into this natural realm. So they just had the promises of the natural realm. We have the promises of the spiritual realm, which then manifest themselves in this natural realm to displace the natural realities with the better, with the victorious, with the superior spiritual realities. When I say spiritual realities, what do I mean? I mean all these promises here in the Word of God. And in the same way that Moses said to the Hebrews, God told me to teach you these things so that you would know those things and you would be able to stand on the covenant that you have and in the power of that covenant and standing in the covenant that you have learned from the Word, you'll be able to possess the promised land which God has given you. So for you and I, the more we know the Word, the more we understand the Word, the more we have the Word in our hearts and our minds, and the more the Holy Spirit teaches us that Word, which gets back to what I started this whole thing about. You should have an expectation, and you can have this expectation, that every time you open up the Word of God, every time you read the Word of God, there's going to be knowledge and insight that comes not from your mind and your ability to discern things, but it comes from the mind of Christ as shared by the Holy Spirit who is in you. As a believer in Jesus Christ, His Spirit is in you. We should have the expectation of understanding. And so the more that we understand the Word, then the more we know the promises, and we know the truth and the power in those promises, and we understand the authority that we have in Jesus Christ, so that when we speak that Word and when we speak those promises, we're actually bringing those things into this world. So in other words, Moses said, know this truth, speak the truth, know the covenant, so it'll help you possess the promised land. Jesus, through Jesus Christ, we have the knowledge and the Holy Spirit that is in us through Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit is in us, to teach us the Word, make the Word real to us, relevant to us, so that we can understand it. And as we understand it, we then possess the true, the full reality of the promised land, which is the promises of Jesus Christ. All these promises that are here. This is what we should realize. When you read Deuteronomy or you read any of the Old Testament, you see the promises that are there, and you see these men and these women who operated in faith, and you see the great things that God did through that faith. They had an inferior covenant. We have a superior covenant in Jesus Christ. So as you read these words spoken by Moses, and I've only looked at verse 1, you know, what I really wanted to focus on is verses 7, 8, 9. This is just verse 1, and look at the power that it shows us and reveals to us of the Word of God, and why we should be passionate for the Word of God, and why we should be excited about the Word of God. Let's be excited today. And that's why I said we should fall in love every day. We should fall in love daily, all over again, every time we open it up and read it. Daily, we should be stirred with passion, stirred with excitement, stirred with joy and glee that Jesus loves you so much, He's revealed Himself to you in this Bible, in this Word. And in revealing Himself to you, He's revealed His power, He's revealed the authority He's given you, and He's revealed every promise and every good thing. This, then, is what we, understanding these things, helps us to go and possess those things in the promised land that we have in Jesus Christ.